it's very useful about them all.
A little short on time.
Yeah, me too, so.
Yeah, same.
No, just here's my.
Oh.
Sorry.
So, we're 40 minutes out. So, we have. So we have 40 minutes for the second meeting, and we have to make sure that we going s- that we are sure that we are that we know what we're going to make, what the project's going to like look like. First, I have the notes of the last meeting, so I show them to you. How do I escape this? How do I escape this presentation? So the points we had last meeting was the should be a universal remote control. No, that's I just got an email from the personal coach, and it should be a TV remote control only. So we have to change that part. So yeah, it still has to be a remote control for kids and adults. It's still the same. At these points we have to look at. You all know them. But there's another point. The main people of interest of this company are 40 plus people, so they're old and not young people. Especially old people, maybe bigger buttons or something, I don't know. So yeah, that's it. So this you can do your presentation for
which one's good, okay.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
I will start. I've used the marketing report on the site. I think you've read it too. And furthermore, I served it on the other side.
I didn't read it, so.
You didn't read it?
I didn't.
No.
Okay, I was the only one who got it.
Yeah.
Okay, it was a report about an experiment with a lot of users, and they had a lot of findings in their report with statistical with statistical proof. So I had 3 pages with findings, and a lot of findings. So we can use this to. Create our own remote control. 75% of the users find most remote controls ugly. Yeah, I think that's a lot. So we have to make a beautiful remote control. 80% of the users would spend more money when a remote control would look fancy. I think this fits at what Michiel said about older people will spend more money for something and what's good, because the younger people are more critical about where they spend their money at. 75% of the users said they sap a lot. Well, okay, that's normal. I think we have to make good sap buttons, but it's one of our requirements.
Last voice, quite interesting.
Yes, 50% of users say they only use 10% of the buttons.
So if we
already said it,
yeah.
And maybe our full open system is a good one, but I don't think it's.
Yeah, if you have the 10% on the top, then you're.
Yeah, the 10% on the top,
yeah.
That's a good one. Page 2, remote controls are often lost somewhere in the room. That's exactly what we said about maybe a home station for it, to recharge the batteries or something. I thought maybe we could make a clap system, so when you clap in your hands it will beep or something. You must find it quickly.
Maybe just a button on the home station, so remote control beeps when you click the button on the home station.
Okay, yeah. Combine that. It takes too much time to learn how to use a new remote control. I think we must take a look at this. It's only 34%, but it's a tough one, because if we make a whole new product or own style, this is a difficult difficulty, I think. Next, remote controls are bad for RZ. Only if they zap a lot and they watch 5 hours TV or something. I don't. We haven't. We mustn't look too much at the last point. Last page. The last experiment was about gadgets, like speech recognition. We didn't think about that already. And an LCD on the remote control. We already talked about that. They finally had a conclusion that younger people under an age of 45 are more interested in new features, but they are more critical. And older people want to spend more money, but they don't want to have a lot of new features, because they are in their old thinking way, and they want to keep the old things, the old things.
So we have
But you already said that the company was about 40 plus
so
clients.
Yeah. So we just can skip the LCD.
I think we can speak. We can skip speech recognition directly, because it's not reachable for €25. Then I have my personal preference. Okay, that's not very good, because I thought about television, DVD player, stereo, and VCR. Had a question about it, but it's already out of the question. My point is, well, if we may make a remote control for only television, I think it's hard to sell it for €25, but it's the exercise.
Because it's too expensive.
Yeah,
yeah.
Only for television. On the market you can now buy for €20 a remote control for everything, and we only make it for television, so we must make it very special.
Yeah, good usability, so you can use this.
Okay, I thought about the home station. It must be simple, because the elderly people needs to use it. And I found the motto, and we put the fashion in electronics. And that's the motto we are referenced to for our style. We have to make a new product. We have to be one of a kind.
So it has to look.
The company is about their own fashion, their own style.
Yeah.
But old people are not looking for that.
Oh, well, I think.
Not really.
I think the main thing is the usability. That's when we can make a new special product.
To keep it simple.
We also have to stand out, because there are already, like you said, so many controls out that support a lot of stuff, but we have to make sure that we're better in usability
and stand out by just the looks of it, so make it just a different color or different shape, so. Okay, this was my presentation. I don't have
So Paul needs to do the questions.
Yeah.
It's on the net.
There it is.
Okay, technical functions design. Okay, well, so we have broad audience, which isn't, that isn't true anymore, but we have elderly people, so we need to keep it simple. The way I want to keep it simple is to use the standard, so standardized methods, like on all remote controls. Not to full, like Jens already said, only 10% is being used.
So what do you think of only the numbers and the on-off button?
Yeah, I have it on the next page, but
okay.
Yes, basic functions like numbers and that sort of stuff. So the options that we put on there should be easy to use, and because you have more room then, and for elderly people, big buttons, an icon on it or a text on it, so it's very clear what that button does, so it doesn't take much time to figure out how to use it. A way to find out what people use is maybe just use questionnaires on the internet, or just ask some random people, elderly people, what they use, what they want on the remote control, to find out that there was already in a one done. Well, functions I could think of, volume, channels, the basic, I call it the numpads, just 1, 2, 3, etc. Text service options, basic on off, and I found in, could I think of favorites? I always look up the same pages on text, and I always have to click the number. What if you could make a new option, which you just have to press one button and you get on your.
Yeah, but then you have to remember what favorite and what channel, so you might as well remember the number.
No,
maybe it's too complicated.
Well, it was just a thought, so I would find it handy, I think, when you just press one button and you get on 666.
Yeah, okay, but how can you remember what channel connects to what?
Well, what I was reading on the page, a remote control just sends commands, basic commands to television. So switch to channel 6.
Yeah.
So button 6 says 6. And if you make favorites, it can say 666 in a row. Just numbers.
Yeah, okay, but
the
for a user to remember, if I press that button, it goes to that channel.
Well, if you set a favorite.
Yeah, but isn't it hard to remember? Like favorite one?
Well, for me, if I use my telephone, I never use those buttons to
push. Okay, no, maybe not.
If I don't do it, maybe old people.
No, maybe elderly people.
Yeah.
Right, they don't like new features, so maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
Well, play pause. I don't know if it's usable.
It's not anymore.
Not anymore for TV. Right, on off. I don't know, did I miss any other buttons? Basic buttons? I couldn't think of any other, especially not for TV.
Just on the phone as well, maybe it's on the phone.
Next and previous. Previous I know, but next channel?
Just the channel, what I mean is
like a web
6,
browser?
7, 8.
Oh, okay.
Just
but there's also a button to go to the channel you've been before, like a web browser.
I don't have.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but I think it's
yeah, I don't
for
think you use that.
Yeah.
Yeah, only when you want to go to. Yeah, just use when you want to switch between channels all the time.
How
yeah.
do you want to do it? Like, if you have a channel above 10, normally you can press 1.
Yeah,
so
I think especially for older elderly people, use the standard button. So you have that.
The 10 plus.
Yeah, the 10 plus button. Just 1-1 pressing quickly off each other.
Okay.
just keep it simple on standard features.
Yeah, wouldn't it be a problem to, because you have to be fast enough, maybe the elderly people.
But I think that's in the TV as well. That's how the TV handles it. That you can have a button that says two stripes, so we have like a
yeah, but
5 second period to press those two buttons.
And what Paul says, it's not a remote control that makes the TV do one, two, it's the TV, it depends that it must be 2 seconds or 3 seconds or 1 second that you must type.
So if you have a universal TV controller, you need that one button that has two stripes,
yeah.
So you have a period of, I don't know, 5 seconds to press those buttons in there.
Yeah.
You know, for elderly people to look, one to press and aim.
But do we still need a two-level remote control? Because if you only have...
It's only for television now.
So I don't think so.
No.
No.
I just thought of another one. Most things in modern TVs are also on the menu.
Yeah.
So we also need a menu button. And then navigation. But we can integrate that with volume and previous and next. So you have.
I think you really have to divide between functions you often use, like maybe switch channels and volume and that kind of things, and the menu button, because you almost never use the menu button.
Yeah,
so
okay.
Maybe it's still a good idea, I'm not sure. You also have to use a mute button.
Yeah, mute button, yes.
Maybe things
Yeah, well, I think that's a later step. You just now have to figure out what to put on,
okay,
what we're going to use.
Yeah.
And later we can do the design. Okay, now my personal preference is using the standards, basic. I think that we should stand out unique, being unique with the design. So we have to, I don't know, make a different shape than usual. So when you are in the shop and you see our TV controller hanging, that it stands out, not just in a row, and you see all the same remote controls.
This has to be different colors, right?
I don't know, different colors.
Maybe you can give it out in different colors. You can choose.
It's like an iMac or something.
Yeah, well, why not?
That's fancy. That's
But it looks cheap as well, because it's a small thing, so it looks very cheap if you make it.
Well, maybe you can look at mobile phones.
Oh, yeah.
A mobile phone.
Yeah, let's look at mobile phones.
They're designed very well, and well, basically are the same, just a bit smaller. You think you can't make a TV controller too small, because then you will always lose it. But, well, I think that's a good example.
Okay, yes, you already have the bedroom.
Okay, so.
Well, thank you, finished?
Yeah, well, we discussed everything.
Okay. Well, the working design. The method I use is search the web. Just a web page provided. Basically, I'm not very technical educated, but I could figure it out. Basically, what happens is you press a button, then the circuit gets closed by pressing the button, like a switch. And by closing that certain circuit, the chip knows what button is pressed, so like you press one, that circuit is closed, and then the chip produces a pattern, like Morse code, to and sends that to the LED, that's the light emitting diode, I think, and the light emitting diode is producing infrared light. That's invisible to the human eye, and transmit that to the TV. However, there's also a visible diode that's blinking red if you look in it. And that's another diode, I believe, because infrared is not visible. So that's two different
so
things.
So we also have to have a LED.
Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure it is.
To indicate that it's,
yeah, it's active.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So or just the green one, because it's, if you use it, it's green or red, it's green.
Yes.
I think it indicates that it's active. It's not.
When you press it.
So it's just the
red since shows up like something's wrong, and green is like it's okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Remote controls is red.
Yeah. Okay,
we
make it.
So
maybe, well, we don't have to make it red. Maybe integrate it into the design as well.
Yeah, the whole remote control becomes green if you press the button.
That's good.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Yeah.
I think the batteries will be
no, we have
a little
recharge.
Yeah, okay.
If we can still make that.
It doesn't have to be red, it's just to indicate something.
Yeah, yeah, that it's working. It's not,
yeah,
not the batteries are low.
It's not very important.
Green,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
just to indicate it's working.
So,
and the receptor in the TV senses the pattern. So we have to understand what patterns are used to, you know, to make it universal so that it can be used with all the TVs. We have to really understand what patterns are used. So we can, otherwise it won't work.
So we have to make buttons for that as well? To make
no,
the, to
the chip is producing the pattern. So we have to make a chip that produces patterns to,
okay,
you know, to
an automatic search function for each television.
Yeah,
or
I don't know how it works. It wasn't explained there.
Well, I use a universal remote control, and beforehand you have a list of all the TVs you have, etc. And you have to put in a number.
Yeah.
So it works on your TV.
Okay.
Oh, I have a modern one. And the modern one, you type search, and the LED began to blink. And after a short time, the television turns off. And then you know, oh, it's the right one, and you can stop it, and then it's okay.
Okay.
So you don't have to search for your television or your code.
Okay.
It searches the pattern for itself.
Okay. Yeah. So we have to make a bit more intelligent chip than the standard one, because you have to. Yeah.
I'll just say, can you just say it again? Because I was
okay.
Sure.
Well, you have this chip that's, when the circuit is closed, produces the pattern. But basically, for brands of TV, these patterns are different. So, like when you press a 1 on one TV, it will go to 1. And on the other TV, it won't work, basically. So basically what you have to do is get these patterns right.
Yeah.
And that can be done by just changing this pattern all the time. And what he's doing when he's configuring this pattern, this chip, is trying to switch off the television. And when it's switched off, you can push your button. It's working now, so, and then he saves the setting.
Okay.
And then it's working.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Well, the components. Yeah, that's a bit technical, and I was a little short on time. But I think I understand it. The energy source is the battery, basically.
Yeah.
That's connecting to all the components, because it has to be fed with energy. Okay, the subcomponent is, I think it is the button pressed. So basically when you press a button, a switch gets closed, and that's connecting to a chip, so the chip knows what button you pressed. And the chip sends out the pattern to the infrared bulb. I didn't put the description by this one. This is a normal bulb, so the normal flashing light.
Okay, so that's a LED.
Yeah, yeah, and this is a LED too, but this one is producing infrared light. It's invisible, and this one is producing normal light.
So we can make the normal one also normal light, or the LED light is normal.
Yeah.
Flash up your.
If you use the buttons, both of them works, but the one you can't see and the one indicates that you use a button.
Yeah. Because when you press a button and it doesn't work, can basically, if the battery is low, it won't work.
Yeah.
So you have to indicate that it's.
Maybe you have to put a small light around the button you push, so you see the green if you push that button.
I think it's unnecessary power.
Maybe if you do that, you know that you're sending a signal. And it's you
but
also
have
know
to be
which
on
button.
And the whole remote control have to be that.
Yeah, that's right.
But
it doesn't make any difference for the energy used. It's
still
one
level. It will make difference, and I think we need to find something else.
It's different.
Yeah. Because otherwise we will just make another standard in our in motto also.
It's less beneath the buttons.
Yeah, around the buttons, or in the buttons even.
Yeah, but like when you push it.
Yeah, then you won't see it.
You have your finger over the button, so you can see.
You must be around it.
Yeah, or maybe on top of the green light is flashing.
Yeah, not here.
Yeah.
The same as a telephone, a mobile phone. Or
yeah, I was thinking about that. Yeah. On a mobile phone, in the dark.
It lights up, everything lights up.
Everything lights up, why ain't that on remote control?
It only takes a little energy.
Yeah, if you have a mobile phone, the phone can do it.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe that's a good idea for all people as well.
Yeah, if you were in the dark, you can't see the windows.
It's only a few LEDs, only four or something. Four LEDs.
No, I don't know, but if we use a battery station, which I think we will use.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah,
we'll have to move power. Everything agreed, everyone agrees with that power.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll call also under our home station, and that's need to call the remote control.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also
but you have to make a sound device in
there. Yeah, it must be sounding.
Maybe that's a little too hard to make, especially for that kind of money.
No, 25 euros, I think.
Yeah, the production cost is 12.5.
12.5, okay. But we only have to make for television money.
Yeah,
I think
we must have something special.
We also have remote controls with a lot of options, but we lose about 90% of those options. So I think you can.
Give our customers some extras.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we will save money with that.
Okay, you're almost finished? Or?
Yeah, the personal preference, I didn't fill it out because I was short on time. But basically, what we could do too is have a Bluetooth integration.
Yeah, I just want to talk to us about some more. So maybe we have some new project requirements. Let's have a look what they are. Teletext has become outdated since the popularity of the internet, so a teletext option. Maybe we have to skip that one.
I think a lot of people use
teletext. It's on your computer, it's on your television, it's on your mobile button, so
yeah.
You definitely should use it. But yeah, it's not what I told you, the remote control should only be used for a television, so it's maybe easier. And 40 plus people already told you. Oh no, sorry. Oh, it's important. Sorry about that. The new product should reach a new mark. So it should be flashing about this.
Okay.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about that. This one. So did you make some decision about that?
Well, yeah, then we have to make some nice features. I think the thing in the dark is a good way to make more like a mobile phone, more modern.
that's important, I think.
LCD doesn't work for 12.5 years.
I don't think it's very usable in remote control, especially when you only have TV function.
Oh.
So
I think you'll use it often because you can see on the television what you
watch on this channel 1. Okay.
I think that's not usable. So, but what other features can we put in?
Yeah.
I think you have to make it a bit flashy and popular. And then the usability is not that required because, it, like in mobile phones, usability is not that good.
Some of you have something to read about speech recognition, about you said one and the television turns on one. Is that which one? That's fair.
I didn't
that's
read
fancy. That's cool.
It's
12.
Yeah.
Only the numbers.
Know.
Only numbers. 31 nothing. But only the numbers 1 to 20 or something.
Mm.
That should be cool.
Yeah, maybe we have things to do that as well. If it's possible.
If it's
so
possible,
I
don't know.
I
don't
know.
Think it's very expensive actually.
Yeah,
you only have the microphone.
Yeah.
I didn't have
but it has to work. Does it have to work only in English or in Dutch too?
No,
or
maybe.
That's a problem.
And
only in English.
But
I don't know how it's working. That you're
it's
just lying in the center of the room
and
can you scream from wherever? One, to have it channel one.
We have to think about that. But do we do it?
I don't know. So is it very usable? That's what I'm looking at.
And do you have to speak in like a thing or?
Maybe it's too hard to realize that. We have short time to put it on the market. We have to do a lot of testing before we can do that.
Yeah.
We can make it to the remote people.
Indeed, the languages are a little bit
I don't think it's useful enough to take the effort to design something with speech recognition.
And also, if you have a good speech recognition, you can just throw
if someone says, give me one Coke, and the TV turns on to one.
That's the right command.
But
may it say TV channel one or something.
Mm.
Not just one. But
that becomes because that's very hard for speech recognition.
Well, I don't know, but I don't think it's just useful enough.
So we have to make some decisions. So we have to know what we're going to do. Do we make a light under the numbers and everything?
If
you press something, it lights up for a few seconds so you can see what the buttons are. Okay?
Yeah.
I don't know what else we get.
Also the one in the dark. So it lights up when it's dark.
Yeah, but I thought it did.
It doesn't work all the time.
Yes, that's what
it
mean.
Work only when you use it. So
you can switch it on or something.
No,
if
you use
you
one button, it must turn
it
on
lights
for
up
20
yeah,
seconds.
Yeah, that's right.
Then
yeah.
It must turn on.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Okay.
It's the same as the telephone.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
And do we use what's it called? Like iMac that you can move through it? Or just
just as an option, like we discussed, like iPod, different colors, maybe use even different fonts, like phones.
Okay, so
display. Yeah, as an option.
And so the buttons we have, we put in the simple buttons on top, probably more the complicated buttons.
Yeah, we don't really have any.
Yeah, maybe you have to use teletext. Press agree.
Well, I think the buttons are very easy. It's just the standard buttons we use. So
but maybe you can put the options of teletext on the second level. Because you
don't
almost never use it.
Teletext options are only 4 buttons or something.
Yeah, but younger people, I think, more often use the internet than elderly people.
So we just keep it one level, then
Yeah, one level. And I think because you don't have that many buttons, I think the design is most important. You can integrate the buttons in the design very much because there are simple buttons. If you put one above it,